Time for us to take a look at our tri-state forecast and speak with Pat Pagano.
And we're ready.
Oh, there we go.
Time for us to take a look at our tri-state forecast and speak with.
Is that better, Pat?
Yeah, I was hearing double Marshall Mile voices.
Not anymore, right?
No.
Yep. I fixed it right away.
That's glad you did.
If it's bad enough hearing one Marshall Miles voice, never mind two.
Yeah, and tomorrow morning at this time, the Marshall Miles voice is going to be complaining it's too damn chilly. That's what's going to happen. I know you like a book.
Yes, you do. And what are the temperatures going to be like tomorrow morning?
Well, we're thinking along the lines of 45 to 50 generally, but around 40 in some of the cold spots.
Well, you know, like I said to you yesterday, I've now come to terms that we're at this time of year where, okay, I'll live through the cold weather in the morning because we're still getting decent weather in the afternoon. So I'll give that much up and say, okay, so this is the way I have to take it. This is the way I'll take it.
I'm glad.
I'm willing to change my displeasure to say, okay, I'll put up with the chilly weather in the morning and we'll have decent weather in the afternoon with temperatures 65 and up.
I am very glad that you accepted that, and of course, there's nothing you could do about it.
No.
So you just have to accept it.
That's right.
It will be mainly sunny today. It's going to be breezy at only 70 to 75, and then tonight with a clear sky, 45 to 50, near 40 in the cold spots. Sunshine, 70 to 75 Friday. Sunny, mid-70s Saturday, and partly sunny into the 80s on Sunday. So it will warm up, and this is the last weekend of summer.
Oh, last weekend of summer.
Fall comes in Thursday night, a week from today, Thursday night. So that's it. We just have to keep pushing on. Well, you know as well as I do, summer flies by, winter drags on.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, it just seems like the summer just goes by so quickly.
And I'm thinking the reason for it is because we're doing more. You know, we're more out of doors. There's a lot of stuff going on. Whereas in the wintertime, that's not the case. So, you know, that's why it just goes on longer and longer and longer. But I remember, you know, when I first got into meteorology, winter was a very exciting time for me to watch nor'easters and, you know, snow and ice storms and all of that stuff. But now, of course, many, many years have passed, and it's nothing but just a royal pain. That's it. That's all it is. The forecasts are always, I hate to use the pun, but up in the air. You know as well as I do. And, you know, people are, for some reason, are just glued on numbers when it comes to snowfall. You know, they need the numbers. And I think the problem there is not that, you know, there's a fault in that, but if I say 1 to 3 and the weather service says 3 to 6 and your TV weatherman says 4 to 8, you know, you have all these numbers flying around all over the place. Who do you believe?
Yeah.
So the net result is they don't know what they're talking about. Those weathermen, they don't know what they're talking about. And the reason for it, again, is because you have numbers all over the place. But, you know, how do you change that? You can't force anybody to say, you know, the National Weather Service is calling for 3 to 6. We have to go with 3 to 6 because that usually is not the case. As you know, everybody has their own opinion as to what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
And also the other problem is, and I'm going to hit this here. Local, it used to be people would watch the 11 o'clock news on local stations for one thing only. The weather.
Right.
The weather wasn't available anyplace else. Now, I'm just talking about TV. And TV also always focuses in on the weather because they put up these special animation and graphics, and they make you think that you're looking at actual weather, what's going to happen in 5 days with their five-day radar prediction and stuff. So they do it that way. And that hurts everybody else when television does that.
Yeah, people go to sleep, and the last thing they've seen or the, is more than likely the weather. And if they see, and in their brain, if they see 4 to 8, 4 to 8, 4 to 8, they wake up in the morning, and they're thinking 4 to 8 inches.
And because more and more people, less and less people are watching the news at 11 o'clock, because right. they can get their news and weather elsewhere. Now on their earlier newscasts, they're hitting the weather, which makes it worse.
Right, because that could change by 11.
Yeah. So it's just crazy.
And then, of course, if you tend to look at your phone app, which for the most part, most of those are worthless as far as forecasts. You have different things. And again, it's only normal that if someone hears 3 to 6, they don't hear the 3, they hear the 6.
I just tell people, you know, don't look at your phone apps, because they're no, even if you have a radar app, it's normally 15 to 30 minutes behind time, first right. of all. Second of all, if you really, radio meteorologists are the ones to listen to, because when they're on the air live with that information. They're not relying on all the tricks and gimmicks that TV meteorologists have to rely on.
We don't have that, right?
Yeah. They're just using the facts and figures that they have before them.
And I'd like to try, you know, I like to try to always emphasize again, you know, when we're forecasting snow, and I say 3 to 6 inches, folks don't concentrate on 6 inches. Just like the Hurricane Center tells you, when they show the cone and they show the track in the middle of the cone, they tell you do not concentrate on the track, but concentrate on the cone, because the storm could go to the left or to the right of the average track. They say, don't zoom in on that. That is the same thing with snowfall. 3 to 6 inches, don't zoom in on 6. What we're telling you is that there will be a minimum of 3 inches to as much as 6 inches, but we all know snow does not fall evenly, and then God help us, we have people out there who think they measured the snow accurately, and they call in, and those are all messed up too, because, again, snow doesn't fall evenly. So you have to take the snowfall measurements in several spots and then average it out, because with any snowfall, there's drifting, and that could also be a problem. And some people just get a kick out of them reporting the highest snowfall so they could hear their town. And they said, the heaviest snow fell from Middletown, where 27 inches fell. Meanwhile, maybe 20 fell, but you measured it in a drift.
Yeah. Hey, Avatar is back.
Oh, it is?
Avatar, The Way of Water, is going to be released.
When?
I think it's coming up pretty quick, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's going to be released, gosh, within the next month. They're going to release it. They've got the trailers out now, and they're going to release it December 16th.
Wow. So this is the third one, right?
The second one.
This is the second one.
Now, what James Cameron has done very smartly is he's re-released the first one in theaters again now.
Right.
To get people all gunned up for
the second one.
The Avatar, The Way of Water.
Well, I remember the first one, and it was phenomenal.
Great, yeah. Just a really terrific. And yeah, you could have watched it in 3D and stuff, but it was so good that you didn't need that.
No, you did not.
It was good, you didn't need that.
Yeah. Yep, you are right. So that's something to look forward to. Great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, something to look forward to, too, is me finishing up this movie at the lake. I'll be happy when that's done.
Now, how much more filming do you have to do?
There's still a lot. The rest of the month of September is pretty packed. And then we have a party scene to shoot on October 2nd, Sunday. Once that is shot, we're done. We don't have anything scheduled for the 1st, October 1st, Saturday, because we kind of figured leave that open in case there is something we have to reshoot. So the ending scene is the party scene, and that is on Saturday, October 2nd. which leaves me only one weekend to pretty much close up. And then the question is, do I close up on Columbus Day weekend, or do I not close up because they'll be doing the work up there? I don't know, because we're still waiting on the permit from the town. So
it'd be nice if they could get most of the work done
before
you close up. So that way, you next summer, you just open up and boom, it's there it is.
I don't think that'll happen, Marshall, but I think what will happen is that if they start the work, I may have to make a couple of trips in October to make sure everything's going well. But I think the inner gut stuff, when I talk about the inner guts, I'm talking about, you know, putting in the kitchen sink, you know, the new kitchen sink, doing all of that stuff, solar and all of that's going to probably wait till the spring. So they'll probably bump out, put the windows in, shingle it, you know, side it, the whole bit, get all of that done, and then the rest of it will be on hold until the spring.
Yeah, but in the springtime, everything will be there. They'll have everything
so
ordered.
So
it should, maybe it might take a weekend or two, and then it's all done.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. That's the way to look at it. That's the good way to look at it. All right, well, let's recap this forecast, Pat. The good and the bad.
Nothing but sunshine. In the 70s by day, warming up to the low 80s Sunday, and tonight will be clear and cool, 45 to 50, 40 in the colder spots.
40. All right. I'm ready for it, Pat. I'm ready.
You wear that turtleneck.
I have accepted this, and I'm ready for it.
Okay.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. You can also, of course, hear Pat at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Pat Pagano with the weather.